are you cringing in the first minute of overtime when they're just peppering away at war?
We won the drawback. That was our mistake. I'm spending all your time remote in our end of the ice. It's all part of the plan. Yeah.
How concerned were you about that?
Concerned enough that if we had another one of those shifts, might have taken a time off. But we didn't.
Coaches, had a play drop down just to get used to the puck at late games. Is that something you call the bench?
No, we don't call any plays from the bench. That's all field. It's the players on the ice. Our game is so, and when I say our game, I don't mean the Hurricanes game, the game of hockey. It's just so much chaos built into the game that we have certain concepts and things that each team wants to do in terms of offense, but so much of that is feel. And I do think there are times that the European players work a little differently together. Ruutu and Jokinen do have some chemistry. You know, Ruutu knows that on that line, his job is to get to the front of that as hard as he can. And I thought that Sammy has had a very, very good series, really has skated well and driven down and used that agility that he has to make plays. So that's been very good.
Claude said that they weren't supposed to score in overtime because you were the better team tonight and the hockey gods gave you the game because you deserved it. Can you comment on that?
I think it's a very smart coach getting ready for game 4. We played well tonight, and we're going to have to play like that every game. And if we play like that every game, we may get to overtime. And that's how tight this is. At our best, we're not coming out and blowing anybody's doors off. And there's nothing wrong with that in the playoffs. You've got to be comfortable in the fight and in the grind and in the tie games. We played well. And so at the end of it, you can play as well as you want. They give you one game for it. You get the win, and out you go. And you get to do that all over again. And if you bring anything less than that, you're going to get beat.
Paul, with that said, a lot of very special things have happened.
It's a start. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a belief that's built in, you know, that you have a tendency to keep the faith a little bit longer, but the fact of the matter is that the teams that don't are already, you know, they're gone. That's how it works. The teams that believe the longest just keep playing. One of the advantages that we have in having some players that have played here for a few years is that there's really not a line combination that we have that hasn't spent some time together. Going back to, you know, there was a time when Brendan Moore and Cole played together this year, briefly, but, you know, they were so good for us 7 years ago. So in the last bit of time, all these... The changes that we make on the bench or moving guys around in the line combinations, there's not as much risk to it as maybe people might think in, you know, he's changing his lines, like that's a big deal. There's not. I mean, almost everybody has had some chemistry with each other, and then when it worn down, we change the lines again and try to come up with something new. So those three guys have played together. You know, Walker and Rose have such an energetic game to them, and Matt has so much speed that there's a comfort. They're very, very effective on the forecheck. Just, you know, the two guys on the wings just will it, and Matt skates so well that they can be a really effective line for us.
With that said, how you put together the line combination, what was in your gut as far as Samson the opening?
I mean, the start of that was just that Jokinen needed to get off the fourth line. He played too well. And it worked well in the Jersey series because they've got a Rolston on their fourth line, and you know, they're a real effective fourth line. I think Clarkson scored 17 goals this year, so it's not a natural, normal fourth line. So we left them there for the series, and then we started using them up into the top nine toward the end. And then he just went up there, and really what we were trying to do is put two lines together that we could mix around and have everybody have played with each other. Ruutu is his countrymen, and they get along well, and they enjoy playing together. And sometimes there's not as much going into the thought process as you might think, or coaches like to lead you to believe. I studied it for days.
UC and said he's had a lot of trouble with confidence in his game when he was with Tampa Bay earlier this season. So the balance of talking through it, it's going to be good for you sometimes. What's happened since he's gotten here?
He's a real good player, and he's very, very smart. And after that, I don't know what happens to a player. I think that when you come in like he did, he had some success on a penalty shot goal early, so that binds. I think having Ruutu and Pitkin in here makes a big difference because he's got, you know, built-in support group. And I think confidence is so difficult. I don't know that a coach has ever given a player confidence. I know that a player goes out, has some success, and he builds his confidence, and we like to take as much credit for it as we can. But he built his game. And when we look back at making the playoffs, when we were in, when Matt Cullen went down, we were in trouble if he didn't come in and do what he did. So when he comes in there, and then by performance alone, he his stature in that locker room gets taken care of, and players feel good about themselves. And when they do, they can play at the top end of their game then. This guy's a really, really smart hockey player. He watches the game. He takes games home. He studies the game. When you talk to him about systems, he knows what you're talking about. He's also seen two or three other systems that he's seen done before. He's a student of the game. And when you look at the different situations we put him in, he's just played very well and he's responded. So he has the confidence that comes from performance. And he's been outstanding for us in the past.